TED Audio Collective.
You're listening to TED Talks Daily. I'm Elise Hu. Most of us have known and loved someone with Alzheimer's. For neuroscientist Li Hui Cai, seeing her grandmother suffer inspired her research career. In her 2021 archive talk from TED Monterey, she reveals the exciting discoveries she and her lab have made with gamma brainwaves using light and sound therapy to possibly delay the onset of Alzheimer's, followed by a quick Q&A with head of TED, Chris Anderson, after a short sponsor message. This show is brought to you by Schwab. You're here to keep a pulse on environmental trends. Well, now you can invest in what's trending in electric vehicles, renewable energy, water sustainability, and more with Schwab Investing Themes. It's an easy way to invest in ideas you believe in. Schwab's research uncovers emerging trends, then their technology curates relevant stocks into themes. Choose from over 40 themes. Buy all the stocks in a theme as is or customize to better fit your investing goals. All in a few clicks. Schwab Investing Themes is not intended to be investment advice or a recommendation of any stock or investment strategy. Learn more at schwab.com/thematic investing. TED Talks Daily is brought to you by Progressive. Progressive helps you compare direct auto rates from a variety of companies so you can find a great one, even if it's not with them. Quote today at progressive.com to find a rate that works with your budget. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Support for TED Talks Daily comes from Odoo. To put it simply, Odoo is built to save. Odoo saves time, Odoo saves money, but most importantly, Odoo saves businesses. That's right. Odoo's superhero software rescues companies from the perils of disconnected platforms, and Odoo's utility belt of user-friendly applications puts the power of total business management in the palm of your hand. Learn more at odoo.com/TED Talks. That's odoo.com/TED Talks. Odoo, saving the world one business at a time.
Like TED Talks? You should check out the TED Radio Hour with NPR. Stay tuned after this talk to hear a sneak peek of this week's episode.
You've all heard of brain waves. For a long time, neuroscientists didn't know what they meant. But we slowly come to understand their purpose. The brain generates waves with different paces or frequencies to transmit information and thoughts by coordinating the activity of nerve cells. These waves are a little like the effect of the orchestra conductor waving a baton to keep the musicians synchronized. I'm going to talk today about the waves that have the so-called gamma frequency. These gamma waves are particularly important for synchronizing brain activity to process new information from the senses and for learning a memory. You might be surprised to learn that when these gamma waves are weaker than they should be, this may contribute to Alzheimer's disease. Indeed, my laboratory and others have shown that in people with Alzheimer's and in laboratory mice that model the disease, gamma waves at the frequency of 40 hertz have reduced power and synchrony than they should be. So back in 2015, we've got an idea. What if we artificially boosted this wave? Would that affect Alzheimer's disease? We have to know the answer because we are an aging society. As we have made progress in treating many other health problems, we began living long enough to develop others. In the last 20 years, the Alzheimer's Association estimates deaths from heart disease declined by about 7%. But the number of deaths from Alzheimer's disease increased 145%. One in three seniors in the U.S. dies with Alzheimer's disease or another dementia, they say. and more than 11 million people provide unpaid care for their loved ones with Alzheimer's. So this means that probably most of us in this room have known and loved someone with Alzheimer's. I am no exception. One day, when I was 4, I went out with my grandmother. And when I looked up to her to say, "Let's go home," she said, "Home? Where is home?" So to see if we could treat Alzheimer's disease by changing brain waves, we try out different approaches. By working with my colleagues, Emery Braun and Ed Whedon at MIT, we figure out that we could entrain or stimulate increased gamma waves by simply showing mice lights blinking at that frequency. This really works. Showing mice 40 hertz flickering light, and we demonstrated later, placing a 40 hertz buzzing sound creates a 40 hertz disco that increases the power and synchrony of these waves across the brain. The effect reaches key parts of the brain, such as the prefrontal cortex, where we do planning and reasoning, and the hippocampus, where we create memories. So the light and sound stimulation approach seems cool and flashy, literally. But what amazes the most is that it produced profound and widespread benefits in mice engineered to model this disease. Mice exposed to gamma light and sound stimulation had major reductions in protein buildups, amyloid plaques, and tau tangles that are hallmarks of Alzheimer's progression. The stimulation preserved more of the connections or synapses that bind nerve cells into circuits. More cells survived, so the brain decayed less. The brain naturally has open spaces known as ventricles. And in the brain of mice left untreated, these ventricles became very big. But in the brain of mice exposed to gamma wave stimulation, these ventricles are closer to the size as healthy mice. And consistent with all of these physical differences, Alzheimer's mice exposed to light and sound stimulation show better performance on learning and memory tests than untreated mice did. We are still studying why stimulating gamma waves works, but we have made some key observations. The brain has immune cells known as microglia that are supposed to maintain health by removing waste. These cells change their form and activity following gamma wave stimulation. We've also seen that the blood vessels in the brain respond to the stimulation. These vessels widen their diameters to increase blood flow, for instance. This improved circulation may play a key role in flushing out waste as well. So, mice are nice, but people are the point. So my group and others have begun testing gamma light and sound stimulation in humans. We've developed a delivery device that our volunteers can use in their homes. It's a poster-sized light box with a speaker underneath to produce synchronized 40 hertz sensory stimulation. A little tablet in the middle allows them to play videos when they are getting stimulated. Recently, we have begun to see data emerged from this pilot clinical studies. Annabelle Singer, a former member of our MIT team and now a professor at Georgia Tech, recently published encouraging results showing that gamma light and sound stimulation entrains stronger gamma waves in people, and their brains show increased connectivity and synchrony. My group has made some similar findings, including signs of preservation of the brain volume and cognitive improvement. A private company we co-founded, Cognito Therapeutics, has also seen benefits in human testing, including reduced brain atrophy and improvement in mental functioning. While we still have more work to do to determine the full clinical efficacy, we have provided a lot of evidence that this approach appears safe. Our participants use their devices consistently and tolerate gamma wave stimulation well. Unlike a drug, this stimulation is completely non-invasive and has minimal side effects, which could make this approach very accessible. We are now working to launch a new study of whether gamma wave stimulation can effectively delay the incidence of Alzheimer's disease. Given the prevalence of Alzheimer's disease in our aging population and how safe this gamma light and sound stimulation approach appears to be, I sometimes dream of a gamma society where we integrate gamma wave stimulation into our daily environment through our lightings or even our video entertainment. Maybe we will have a better world and a brighter future if we can keep our brain waves and therefore our mind and memory well stimulated. Thank you.
Thank you so very much. The cause of Alzheimer's, like the implication of what you're saying is that it's possible that an actual causal factor is this fall off in the gamma brainwaves. Is that how you see it, or what is the picture?
You know, obviously, the causes for Alzheimer's disease are very complex. There are a lot of genetic factors and environmental factors. But one thing is that this compromise of the gamma waves happens very early in the course of the disease. And it, you know, as I alluded to earlier, it has this tremendous effects on many different cell types, many different functions in the brain. So it is very likely that this impaired gamma waves leads to the buildup of the protein aggregates and pathology. But I would also like to mention that this impairment of these other cell types and other processes in the brain can also impact on the strength of the gamma waves. So if you think about the pathophysiology of the disease, it's like a runaway train that eventually crashes. Mm. So I think that this light and sound approach, what it does is to give a break of this process and give the brain an opportunity to heal.
So you're not necessarily arguing that gamma ray therapy would be a complete prevention of Alzheimer's, but that it could, in combination with other things, it could play an absolutely critical role.
It depends on when do you start the treatment. Right. So if you start early, so that's why we are now testing whether this approach can delay the incidence of the disease.
So if you start early enough, you really believe that alone could delay materially the onset of Alzheimer's?
We'll see. We're starting a clinical trial.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your work.
Thank you.
Scientist Andrew Dent helps manufacturers rethink how they make stuff.
This one I thought might be interesting. Merdicotta. It's actually cups and bowls that are manufactured out of cow manure.
This is cow poop, yes.
But it looks really nice.
On the hunt for a sustainable future and reimagining how we get there. That's next time on the TED Radio Hour from NPR. Subscribe or listen to the TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.